Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to talk with our Kansas dairy producers concerning what we might be facing in cash flows for the next several months. One of the things I want you to look at is how many cows do you have in late lactation that are still being milked in your herd? When cows work in late lactations, one of the issues we have is that they still consume fairly large quantities of feed, but their milk production is declining quicker than their feed consumption. I think you have to recognize you're in that situation because animals didn't conceive at the right time. Go back and take a look at a couple of things as it pertains to reproduction. Number one, when do you first get semen in the cows? As you push that average days to first service out further and further, in general, the length of time that cows are in lactation is also going to increase. So one of the things you need to visit with your veterinarian or maybe even your AI company is how can you shorten that interval? In other words, how can you detect the open cows quicker? How can you get them on some sort of hormone program or other program so that we get semen in quicker if they are actually open? In this way, we can reduce the length of lactation, get cows pregnant sooner in lactation, which will help us operate with more animals that are in the peak lactation to high production areas and spending less time at the end of lactation on our dairy herds. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairymen to evaluate how animals in late lactation may be dragging on their cash flow.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.